One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today. And get your old self back naturally.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
I always knew the answer to everything is raw action. The answer to everything has always been raw action. My dad had a tweet about this. He said that raw action solves all. And he used to say this. I'll give you an example. If you're a farmer and you need rain for your crop and there's no rain, you can sit there and say there's no rain, we're all going to starve. Or you can stand up and do a rain dance. Now, will your rain dance work? Perhaps not. Perhaps the rain won't come. But I would argue that you're better off standing up doing that rain dance than just sitting there waiting to die. You have to do something. Raw action solves. So when I was broke, I was never like, I'm poor. I'm poor. What do I do? It was, I'm poor. What must I have to do something? If I was broke, I'd go for a run. That's why I was such a great fighter. If I was broke, I'd sit there and go, I'm actually poor. How do I make money? Dunno. Where can I get some cash? Dunno. What work can I do? Dunno. I'll just go for a run then. And I just go for 3 mile run. You just have to say, well, I have to do something. I can't just sit still and die. A lot of people are happy to just sit still and die or to go to sleep and take a nap. Well, if that's what you want to do, then you can stay a loser. That's fine. I'm glad there are losers because if everyone had Lamborghinis, my Lamborghini wouldn't be fun to show off. I need you to look at it and feel the deep pain in your heart of regret and failure. That's the whole point of it. I need to drive my Bugatti and everyone be looking at it going, I'll never have one of those. And I can get all their energy and feel it all. And it makes me happy. Fantastic. So you can sit at home and do nothing. But when I was poor, I had to go for a run. I couldn't sit still or lift weights or do something. I couldn't even sleep. So raw action solves everything. And I understood that at a young age. But as you get older, you get to look back and you get to put your whole story together, the whole tapestry together. I knew I wouldn't stay poor. Did I ever think I'd get this rich? Well, I never said I wouldn't, but did I ever think it would probably happen at this level? No, but it's amazing how the compounding interest of just endless raw action adds up. I've never had a lazy day. I've never skipped work, never missed an email, never had a day off, ever, ever. Your name, if you were to go through the last 3 years of my life, you will see that there's never been a day where I wasn't doing what I was supposed to do. And it all just adds up, and then monumental success comes, and you get to laugh at everybody else, ha ha ha, and life's great. Well, I think that initially, fighting is always the best thing you can ever do. Especially, it's the best way to spend your 20s, because you heal superhumanly, you heal like Wolverine, and I can't think of a better use of that superhuman healing ability besides fighting. And it's going to teach you everything you need to know about personal accountability and hard work and overcoming fear and dedication and discipline. There's so many lessons to be found inside of fighting. And plus, it's the most respected sport on the planet. And I think that you'll learn more about yourself and more about life and more about the realities of how the world works if you're a fighter. So I think that's what's so fantastic about it. All of my wisdom and all the things I say doesn't come from books. It comes from life experience. And a lot of my life experience is the brutal realities of violence. So people say, oh, Andrew's so smart, Andrew's so wise, Andrew knows so many things. I've learned all of that simply through fighting. And if you're a warrior in life, the arena may change, but the battle never ends. It's just never ending. And you have to get used to fighting. You have to get used to being under pressure and under stress all the time and being the kind of person who can perform and smile anyway. And I'm glad I spent my 20s training because I can't think of something else. I find it amazing that, like, I speak to people my age and I say, in my 20s, I spent maybe, I don't know, let's say 3 hours a day. What's a decade of 3 hours a day? Let's just say 10,000 hours. I spent 10,000 hours in the gym training. You're the same age as me. What did you do with those 10,000 hours? And they can't even tell me what they did. What did you do? watch TV, go out, go pub, sit around, sleep, nap, chase women? What did you actually do? We had the same amount of waking hours and the same amount of minutes. I know where 10,000 hours of my minutes went, and that's why I'm the champ. That's why I have four title belts above my bed. That's how I spent my 10,000 hours. Tell me what you did with your 10,000 hours, which is equal to, comparable to, or superior than how I spent my time. And they can't even name what they did with any of their time. They're like, don't know. So if you're 16, you need to be using every single waking minute towards things you're going to remember. You're going to remember training. You're going to remember working hard. You're going to remember trying to make money. You're spending your life and wasting your time doing things you're not even going to be able to recollect in a few years. You're going to wonder why you fall behind the people who don't waste time. Time is the ultimate currency. Time is money. Time is also strength and power and networks, connection. Time is everything. You convert it. It's like malleable. Time is like Play-Doh.
Yeah.
You can turn it into anything. You can turn it into muscles if you go to the gym. Turn it into fighting prowess if you go to the gym. But people have all this time and they just mush around with it. And then they're like, don't know why. I'm failing. I wish I was successful. When you're living that type of life and you end up searching for meaning, you end up down the path of hedonism, because the meaning is I want to have as much fun as possible. But fun in and of itself, I was talking to another girl and I was saying to her that fun, she was saying to me, you know what, Andrew, all you do is work. You never really have fun. And I said, fun is haram. She goes, is fun really haram? I'm like, no, it's not. But please understand what I'm trying to say here. What I'm trying to say is when you look at what most people do for fun, it's haram. Look, with fun is clubs, drinking, running around, laughing like a kid, all the bad things in life, the negative haramities can be attained through this obsession with fun. If you find a man who's obsessed with work, I have things I need to do and I feel satisfied inside when I do them. I have duty and I have work and I have obligations to fill and objectives to meet. I feel happy when they are done. That is my fun. My fun is clearing my emails, making $2 million in the day, buying another investment property I don't need, going to bed, training hard, eating right. That's my fun. Call me boring. That's what I enjoy. When you were talking about that lifestyle and what you end up searching for in that hedonism, you just end up searching for excesses, right? To have more fun, you want to get more drunk, go to more clubs, and it's just a black hole and it never ends and you end up destroying yourself. Yep. We need discipline. We need purpose. We need to have parameters set for us. And truthfully, as a person, you're happier that way. That's why I quit drinking. People think I quit drinking because I reverted to Islam. That's not why. I should quit drinking 2 months before that. I was extremely effective on alcohol. I would drink 4 or 5 times a week because I'm extremely rich and I have a very good life and I'm in my mansion and I'm drinking. I was still world famous. I was still making millions of dollars. I was still in fantastic physical condition. All the videos you watched me from a year and a half ago, I still look like a bodybuilder. I still outperformed everybody. I didn't have a drink problem. I could easily quit. In fact, I didn't even want to drink most of the time. It's just a party going on. I was still monumentally successful on alcohol and I could continue to drink alcohol for the rest of my life. But I stopped because I thought, will I enjoy having less fun? Will it be fun to have less fun? Okay, that's all fun. But would it be fun to have less fun? And I said, maybe, instead of spending all of our money.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Doing this stuff, we should spend all of our money getting very regimented. We should have loads of members of staff, and we should be up at exactly 7:46, and we should have a coffee ready and hot at 7:47, and at 8:01, we should go into the gym, and we should finish at 8:27, and we should have all of it. We should have everything regimented, and we should produce more content than ever before, become richer than ever before, but just remove the fun and have fun in not having fun and just being monumentally competent and effective. Okay, well, I'll try it. Let me try for 6 months to give up all fun and just be boring. And then I learned some very interesting things during that time. Firstly, I learned that the whole idea of drinking for being social is now gone. I think we're at the age where if you were 21 and you didn't drink, you didn't have a life. There's no reason to drink for socializing because everything's online anyway. You meet everybody on apps. Nobody cares about drinking anymore. That's the first thing I learned. The second thing I learned is that being exceptionally regimented is fun. I truly enjoy it. I enjoy it just as much as I enjoyed being, I mean, because what would happen before is I'd do all my work and I'd train hard and I was always an effective person. I was still 1,000 times more effective than the average man. And then I would take 6 or 7 hours and drink and smoke and have fun and enjoy all my the fruits of my labor. I became extremely rich. Why not get on a private jet and have fun? But now, instead of spending those 6 hours having fun, I spend those 6 hours continuing to work. And I enjoy it just as much. So now I'm sitting there going, well, I enjoy it just as much, and I'm not damaging my health. I enjoy it just as much, and I'm making more money. So it really, truly ruins my day when a beautiful girl's like, can I see you? It's like, oh, I've got things, I've got work to do. I'm regimented. I have to sit here and type. I don't want to talk to you and have fun and party. I don't want to do any of that. I want to do emails. You don't get it. I know to you it makes no sense.
Yep.
You already have all this money. Why do you want to do emails? Because that's my fun now, regiment. So I decided to dedicate 6 months to being boring. And by the end of the 6 months, I was having so much fun being boring that now I will probably never drink again. I am 0% tempted to drink ever again. I'm 0% tempted by fun, which is what you said, and I completely get it. When someone goes, we're gonna go here and it's gonna be fun, I'm like, nah, you have fun, I'll do my emails, you enjoy. I don't wanna go to clubs, I don't wanna go to some party, I'm not interested in traveling, I'm not interested in seeing anything, I've seen it all anyway, I've been everywhere. Like, who cares? I'm above it all, I'm over it all. I want to run my empire, and I wanna spend time with people I love, and I wanna beat my brother Uno, and that's it. I don't want to do anything. Maybe I've gotten boring. Maybe I've leaned too much into the boring character, but I truly enjoy just being boring and regimented. And I like getting as much work done as possible. And that's why I'll never, ever drink again. So the whole concept of fun is alien to me. I totally get it now. When you said that, you're totally right. It's fun isn't fun. And then achieving things in work is fun. The only thing I guess I can say I do for fun is driving fast cars. But then I need to make $800,000 to buy a Ferrari. So it's still work involved, you know? There's still work involved. But I really believe God's given me one of the best lives, and I can't complain about anything bad that's happened. It's all been fantastic. I'm truly thankful for all of it. I think if a couple bad things happen to you, you should be intelligent enough to realize that eventually you're going to get over it, and you're going to learn an important lesson. It's going to change you in the correct direction, and Allah is the best of planners, and He knows what you need to learn. I think that as humans, especially as men, we only learn the hard way anyway. There's two ways to learn a lesson, the hard way and the hardest way. There's no easy way to learn a lesson. You have to learn the hard way. So God gives us lessons via difficulty. He thinks you need to learn this about yourself or this about other people. So I'm going to give you a difficult time so you can learn your lesson. Because if I told you, if I just said, hey, Andrew, this is how the world works, you go, yeah, yeah. But when I show you, when you feel it, my fight coach used to say, you have to feel it to believe it. That's why if he was teaching low kicks, he'd kick your leg off. Because you don't believe in the power of a low kick. You don't believe a low kick can be so devastating unless you've felt it. You have to feel it to believe it. So God will give you a difficult time so you learn your lessons. And the lessons are very important for you to be the person who you need to be in this life. He's the best of planners. And I'm thankful for all the lessons He's given me. He's bestowed knowledge upon me. How could I not be grateful to God for making me so intelligent and wise and the ability to look into things so deeply and come up to the right decision and basically predict the future perfectly? You have to have difficulty happening to you all the time. So when you sit and say, I want an easy life, what you're saying is you're a dummy and you want to be a dummy. You want to stay a dummy. I want an easy life and I don't want anything bad to happen to me because even though it will teach me lessons, I'm too big of a, I can't handle the emotional pain. I can't handle the stress. I don't want to be a dummy. I want to be smart. If I want to be smart, then hurt me. I just know that I become a more formidable, more competitive version of myself after every single bad thing that's ever happened to me. It's one less thing to fear. It's one less thing to be worried about. I've done it before. Because it's also very interesting, because you talk about wisdom, you use the word wisdom, and I appreciate the compliment. I don't read books. I never read a book, because I don't have time. All of the wisdom I have, all of this knowledge I speak, all of these things I say have been learned through basically difficulty of life, through professional fighting and being poor, and all bad things happening to me and struggle. All of my lessons have been bad things, bad events, bad scenarios, bad situations. Pain, suffering, anger, resentment, all of these horrible emotions are how I've learned everything. So I thank God for giving them to me. And anyone who wants an easy life wants to stay a dummy. What do you learn if you just get money, you buy a crypto coin, it blows up, you get some money, you go to some restaurants. What do you learn about anything?
You don't need
completely. And then the thing that's so interesting is that the people who are choosing the safe option is actually choosing the most risky option. So you're not taking a safe option. You're taking a coward's way out, and it leads to exactly where a coward's way should lead. Cowards, in the end, do not get to enjoy the shade of the olive tree, because unless you've fought in the arena, unless you've been a gladiator, you never get the peace of mind and peace of heart, which is afforded from bravery. So if you choose the safe choices in life, thinking, oh, I'm going to take the safe route, you don't end up anywhere safe. The safe option doesn't work anymore. You need to take risks. You need to try and start your own business. You need to go all in on things. You need to go wild. You need to be a man who's not afraid to stand up and think, fuck it, it's all on my back, and I'm going to find a way to pull this off. Because any other way, any other option in the world today only leads to a bad scenario. Yeah. The safest thing you can do are the riskiest things. That's the now scenario we're in. Every single gamble I've taken, which was seen as risky, all paid off for me because I dedicated myself completely.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.